This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Welcome back to our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike Dettea along with the legendary quarterback from LSU, Herb Tyler. We're at Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road in Baton Rouge. Come on by and visit us if you're in the area. Man, they got a lot of great food and drink specials here. Also, surround sound TVs all across. You can watch all the games. And certainly tonight, 6:30 tonight, Texas A&M, LSU, right here on the Big 870 WWL with Jacob Hester and Chris Blair on the call. Also want to thank our presenting sponsor, Map Construction. Let's go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line. She covers the LSU Tigers and the SEC, Tracy Coley. Tracy, thanks so much for joining us. And I know you still cover and, man, love the Tigers, but you live right in the middle of Texas A&M people. And I know you don't take too much guff from people. You might take it, but you give it back too. So how is it all this week and basically the lead up to a what's almost like a playoff game between Texas A&M and LSU?
Hey, guys. Nice to be back. Yes, I live in just outside Houston, so I am in the Aggie land, so to speak. So, no, it's a big deal. You can feel it even going around, people wearing their gear everywhere. So it's awesome to see. It's great to see LSU in a big game like this. But I saw on Twitter or X the other day that someone was saying, and I think it was Billy, it may have been Billy Lucci saying that, you know, this has become a rivalry, and I could tell you for A&M fans, it absolutely has since that 7 overtime game. You know, they printed cups for that, so that's a big deal for them. We print championship cups. They print regular season wins.
That's right.
There
you go.
So,
you tell them, Tracy.
You know, it's kind of like little brother syndrome. They're not in the league of LSU, Alabama, Georgia. They're just not. They don't have the consistency. They don't have the titles. But they think they are. They think packing a stadium of 108,000 people is going to make them that. Now, it is going to be a scene tonight, and LSU is going to have to play extremely disciplined football to win this game. But they're not there. A win tonight could help A&M get there, so they're going to be highly motivated. Elko's going to have them ready to go. I do think LSU is rounding in the form, though. I think Kelly in the offseason retooling that coaching staff has done phenomenal, and it's paying dividends on the football field, including the freshmen that have gotten playing time this year. It is showing. They are flying to the football. So I'm excited to see what happens, but Kyle Field is going to be lit tonight. And just to give you an example of how bad it is over here for me, my sister is married to an Aggie, so she is an Aggie.
Lord.
They would not let me go to the game today, okay? So they didn't want any part of this Tiger over there making any noise if the Tigers win. So there's families divided over here.
I got you. But when you look at this, from the start of the season until now, on offense, I think what Garrett has done is what we thought that maybe could happen, and he's really pieced it together very well. Got an experienced offensive line, four to five starters. Yep. The young guy in the middle, he's been a little shaky at times, DJ Chester, but that didn't surprise me playing the center position. Mason Taylor's been phenomenal, and then you've gotten the production from the receiving core. I don't think any of us thought this late in the year it'd be Caden Durham. It'd be that guy. running back, because, you know, we all knew Brian Kelly likes to play running back by committee. And so Josh Williams, and it would be Caleb Jackson, those guys.
John Emery came out until he got hurt.
And John had told me in the summer, Tracy, he was like, man, Mr. Mike, I'm telling you, I'm going to make an impact. Game one. And I'm like, come on, dude.
He did.
You had an ACL injury. How are you going to play game one? He said, I'm telling you, I'm going to play. And now it's in the hands of the 18-year-old freshman in Caden Durham, and he's played fantastic.
You know, sometimes they just don't know better, you know, and they just get out there and play the way they've always wanted to play. And I was pleased last week to see the offensive line open up that run game a little bit. I was at the Ole Miss game, and that was the one thing I was highly frustrated with, was they didn't get enough big running plays against Ole Miss. They really struggled with that. That's why Nussmeier had to pass over 50 times in that game. So they're not going to win that way in College Station tonight, in my opinion. I think they have to be balanced today. The one thing I would like to see, Nussmeier had his best complete game, I feel, last week at Arkansas in a hostile environment. I do think the wide receivers need to catch the ball a little bit more. They showed on SEC Nation this morning a couple of drops where Tim Tebow was saying Nuss laid out that ball perfectly. Receivers have to come up with that ball tonight. But to me, the freshmen are coming up huge, and I do feel the coaching staff has done a phenomenal job with that.
One of the things, too, tonight is the fact that Herb and I have talked about this with Xavion Thomas. He has come so close to breaking off a big punt return. And we had Mark Passwaters on with us earlier, and he was like, that's not a strength for A&M. That's really, he said their coverage units have not been real good this year at all. He said, matter of fact, I'd be giving them a little bit of credit if I said they were middle of the road. He feared that could be a kink in the armor here in a closely contested game. I saw what Ole Miss was trying to do to Thomas. They were trying to pin him to the sidelines or with punts so he wouldn't get that angle to get up the field. Tracy, I think tonight, special teams, and I'm as surprised as anybody of how good Ramos has kicked this year. I'll be honest with you. Watching him kick a couple years ago and then last year was sort of hit and miss. He got better during the year. But now we see a very consistent field goal kicker, and I got a feeling Thomas is going to break one.
They're going to need all hands on deck tonight just because of the atmosphere tonight. So this is a big-time game. Again, I said Aggies are very hungry to get a win like this. I think that's an amazing choice by you. My pick to have a breakout game is Green. He is a mismatch. He is 6'7", and to see him last week, he looked like, I think T-Bob tweeted this, he is just a size mismatch, and I know he's young, but I really want to see him more involved in the offense and get him, because I just don't see how you could cover him. And the Aggies do have a weakness. It is in their secondary, and I feel, you know, with getting Hilton back, maybe he could run deep and have a decoy and have one of the tight ends come in underneath or catch a ball that gets a lot of yards or even a touchdown. So for me, I want to see that more, and use him more just because of his body size. He reminds me of Pitts from Kyle Pitts from Florida. He was just horrible to cover. Yeah, it's just a mismatch. And he is someone that could absolutely think about it. When LSU was in 2019 with all their guys, it was a mismatch for the defense to try to pick who they're going to cover. But I think the secondary of Aggies is their weakness on defense. That D-line is stout. And LSU has faced good defensive lines, because South Carolina, to me, was monsters. So they have had games, and even Ole Miss, they didn't allow a sack against Ole Miss. So to me, Neffmeyer needs to get the ball out quick to the wide receivers, and I would love to see Green explode.
Tracy, we talked about LSU's offense versus Texas A&M's defense. Let's flip that. A&M doesn't have this high, you know, flying, high-power offense, but they do have a really good running back in Le'Veon Moss.
We can't let guys like that leave this.
Correct. We can't do that, but they do have a good running back in Le'Veon Moss. And then LSU's defense has just been rising to the occasion game after game after game. What does LSU defense have to do to stop Le'Veon Moss? And also, if Connor Wagner has this great, phenomenal game, how can they stop him?
For me, it's all about gap integrity against the running game. And Whit Weeks has just exploded. He is the new celebrity on the LSU defense. It was Perkins a couple years ago. Now it's Weeks. And I hate to say this because Perkins is such a phenomenal player. He is truly a gifted athlete. But guys are now, they know where they're going. They know they don't have to look at the guy next to them and say, what am I doing? Am I covering for you too? So to me, it's gap integrity and tackling. They have been phenomenal at tackling the last two games. And I think they have to continue that today. I do want to see pressure from Baker to get Connor Wegman off his game, because he is prone to throw interceptions. You know, he only has three touchdowns on the year. He has four INTs. So if LSU could play sound in the secondary, and I think the return of Zy Alexander helps that, I think it'll be phenomenal for the defense to get after and do what they've been doing. And what they did to Arkansas can't be understated last week. 199 yards on average for Arkansas before that game. LSU held them to 39. They need another game like that to get a victory tonight.
Tracy, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Yes. Always enjoy when you come on. Great insights. And I know one thing, a win tonight, and you'll have a much easier week. You won't catch no guff from me.
I need it over here.
That's right.
Thank you, Tracy. Appreciate
thanks,
it.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Go Tigers.
All right, go Tigers. We'll be back to finish it up here on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Break. Finishing up here on our Tiger Tailgate Show, presented by Gulf Coast Bank. Also, we want to thank Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road. Do a great job of accommodating us each and every week. And again, you can come here, watch the game. Got surround sound TVs, great food and drink specials. Also, if you like the catering service and don't want to cook and you want it catered, hey, give Jason a call. He'll take care of it for you. And also our presenting sponsor, Map Construction. Map Bill, Bill Beyond. Also to Go Tax Resolution and Thibodaux Regional Health Systems. Real quick, Herb, give us your keys to a W tonight.
Like I told my team earlier this week at work, you have deaf ears, right? So you're going to be in the middle of everything that's going to be negative, not positive for you. So you got to allow those fans, the fan base, the noise, and all of that stuff. You got to tune it all out, and you got to go out there, and you got to make it happen and play your game. They have to get rid of the 12th man first. They have to shut them up and shut them down. They got to score points, get turnovers, you know, create turnovers, cause havoc anytime that they can. And then they just got to continue to play the same football they've been playing the last 5 weeks. Just period. Just if you can continue to be the same team that you were last week against Arkansas, I think you'll be just fine. Now, we need to add a little bit more of a running game to that as well. Just to continue to keep it balanced, right, because you want to have a balanced offense of a passing attack as well as a running attack so that you can keep the defense off balance, if you will. And so that being said, I think that the Tigers are going to go into Aggieland and come out with a victory tonight, and then they're going to be playing very, very well going into the offseason the off week next week and preparing for Alabama, which Alabama is not the same Alabama as they've been in the past. And so I'm just really looking forward to us just being who we are tonight, the same team that we've been the last few weeks, and just growing and continue to flourish and become better and better every play, every quarter.
Yeah, I think to win special teams, because I think you've heard it from different people. You've heard it from Mark Passwaters.
Yep.
That's not an area of strength other than their punter. That's been an area where they've had a lot of hits and misses, and that's where you got to win this game that'll be closely contested. You can't lose on special teams. You can't give up a big run back by Moss or Terry Bussey. You can't do that. And you got to hit your field goals and also make a big play in a return
and
game.
Offense and defensive line, that the game is going to be won there tonight as well.
No question about it. And that's been the area where LSU has really done well in pass protection.
Yep.
The running game seemingly has gotten better with the addition of Caden Durham in the lineup full-time. Mm-hmm. But all boils down to one thing. Man, you got to stop Le'Veon Moss.
Right.
He's going to get his yards, but you got to slow him down and not give up the big play, that explosive play in the running game. Because also this is what I would do with him. I'd throw the ball out in the flat
to
him.
Yeah.
Because, man.
Don't do it often.
He can turn power into speed very quickly, just the way he's built. Because, you know, they list him at 5'11". I think he's probably more 5'10". But I bet he's a good 210 pounds.
That's right. And historically this year, LSU's not been really good at checking the back out of the backfield.
The other thing, too, is I think that they will try to pump the ball to the tight end. I think A&M, they use the tight ends quite a bit in their offense. And for Connor, he's the wing guy.
Yep.
Okay, I trust that tight end's going to get open downfield. Thank everybody for listening today. We really appreciate it. Also want to thank everybody here at Acme Oyster House and also Gulf Coast Bank and Trust for doing our Tiger tailgate each and every week. Thank you so much for listening. We'll throw it now to the LSU Radio Network, Tigers, Aggies, right here on the Big 870 WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.